When the weather acts like winter in parts of the region, it's a little harder to stay focused on Oregon's primary election, May 21st. But that's soon. Soon enough that the voter registration deadline is next Tuesday, April 30th. Ballots go out at the end of next week for votes on candidates and issues from presidential nominees on down to local tax levies. Let's catch up on what we need to do to get our own voter registrations in order in time. Chris Walker is the Jackson County Clerk and our guest once again on the Jefferson Exchange. Chris, welcome back.
Thank you so much. I always look forward to having a great conversation with you, Jeffrey, and your audience.
Well, thank you. We have a clear deadline here. We need to get registered or make changes to our registrations by Tuesday.
Correct, especially, and the really important deadline is May 30th for those that are not currently registered to vote in Oregon, anywhere in the state of Oregon, or for those wishing to change their party affiliation. That is an absolute deadline by 5 o'clock that day to change party affiliation. So make sure you get that done. One caveat to that is if you're currently registered with a different party or not affiliated at all, you're going to probably get two ballots in the mail. And we always have an array of people who say we messed up. But you remember, those insertion process don't happen overnight. So we have already gone to the mailhouse. All of your election materials are prepared, ready to send out next week. So if you update that party affiliation, you're going to get a second ballot in the mail. But rest assured, the way the system works, anytime we do a replacement ballot, it automatically inactivates that first ballot being sent out. So only one ballot will be counted for the election.
Okay, I'm glad you cleared up that lockout technique again. I was going to ask you specifically about the mailing part of it. It sounds like everything's sitting on pallets with stickers on it ready to go out.
They are ready, secured in a secure location. I myself actually am present when every single ballot is being inserted at our mail house. And then, of course, we just go into a wait because there are all 36 Oregon counties are doing the same thing. So you get in a lineup, and those are waiting to be transported here to the Medford USPS facility bulk mailing unit. At this point, from everything we have heard from the USPS, those will be mailed to Portland to be endorsed and sent then again to local voters in Jackson County and around the state. So some changes in the USPS processes, but we work very closely with our partners at the United States Postal Service to ensure safe, secure, and timely delivery, both going to the voter and coming back to us here at the Jackson County Elections Office.
Yeah, the Postal Service is a good issue to bring in here, and you're basically talking on the sending out from your end. On the sending back part, because ballots have to be postmarked the day of the election, they can arrive up to 7 days late, is that right?
Correct. They have to have that visible postmark by Election Day, May 21st, and we can still accept those ballots as long as they have that Election Day postmark up until 7 days after the election and still get your voice heard in the process.
But with the changes in the U.S. Postal Service facilities and handling in Medford, I mean, if you drop it in a box in Medford on May 21st, is there any assurance that you'll get a postmark on it on that date?
I'm a gambling person, but I would not do that. I would not gamble with my vote. The recommendation from the Postal Service and from State of Oregon, Secretary of State's office, as well as county clerks, we recommend not mailing your ballot after May 14th, and that is 7 days prior to the election. Now, you can do so if you choose to, but you're risking not getting that ballot to us on time or with that official USPS postmark. So we will always recommend getting that ballot in sooner than later. But the resolve for that, if you choose to wait till the weekend before the day of the election, you can always use one of our convenient official ballot drop boxes located throughout the county. And those are all listed in the county voters pamphlet, the state and county voters pamphlet, which hit my PO box just today. So voters, please watch for those voters' pamphlets. They are absolutely In a survey, the number one way that voters get their information about candidates and measures here in Jackson County and around the state of Oregon.
Okay, all kinds of stuff happening on the election scene. Chris Walker is our guest on the exchange, the Jackson County Clerk. If you have questions or comments for the clerk or election processes, join us by email. Send those along quickly to jx@jeffnet.org, two initials, jx@jeffnet.org, to talk about elections. Now, one of the questions I had, Chris, was about since you can make a lot of these changes online, I'm looking at the My Vote page, and I see that it's all secure and goes through ORSTAR and has the Secretary of State's name on it, and also has the CAPTCHA thing, which I flunked the first time yesterday. You got to be careful
happens,
about that.
Doesn't it?
But you answered the question already, though. Even though you can pretty much do this day or night, you can't make those changes for this election after 5 p.m. on the 30th.
Well, for party affiliation changes, correct. Concerning the online registration, you can still register to vote up to 11:59 p.m. On registration deadline and still get that registration through. But for party affiliation changes, those are really important to be done by that deadline day because you cannot update for party affiliation after that date. You're going to be stuck with the ballot that pertains to what political party or non-political party that you are registered to vote with.
Okay. I will improve our link at our website to make sure that people go straight to My Vote so they have the little window there to make their changes through. Can they make address changes through there as well?
Absolutely. Keep in mind, though, if you're currently registered to vote anywhere in the state of Oregon and you just need to update your address, as a current registered voter, you can update until 8 o'clock election night and still get a ballot. Now, of course, you don't want to wait till election night online because that's not going to go through before the 8 o'clock deadline, but you'd have to come to our office to do any of those other updates, especially the closer it gets to Election Day. We're here. We've already had absentee voters who are going to be out of state when ballots are mailed. So we are here to serve the public. That is our focus here in the elections office, is to give that great customer service to everybody here in Jackson County.
Chris, is there any verifying documentation required for an address change on a voter registration?
Not if you're currently in the system, but for new registrants, even though Oregon law does not require identifying documents, the Help America Vote Act requires voters provide either your driver's license, the last four, your social, or other identifying documents to be able to qualify for the federal portion of your ballot. And what's the federal portion of your ballot? The presidential race, as well as your representatives in Congress. So we have some conflicts in state law versus federal law. And, of course, we're here again to serve you. We can help answer those questions and but move forward with getting you registered to vote.
You know, how do homeless people vote if they have no addresses to which to send ballots?
Well, and that's a really great question, too. And what we do is a lot of people will come on down to our office. We will find the location that they rest, that they sleep, that they consider the place that they return to basically, it's not a residence address, but it is an address that they physically reside at, and no matter where that's at. And then we can get them a ballot either in person, or we can take and have them send that to a general delivery to the post office. Or they can even use our address here to pick up their ballot once they're produced as well. So we do have methods. We just ask that each individual case is kind of unique. But we are here, again, to serve the voters, the citizens of Jackson County and around the state of Oregon.
Chris Walker is Jackson County's clerk and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about preparations for the May 21st election. Next Tuesday, April 30th, is the deadline to get voter registrations in or updated. And you can join our conversation on the exchange with your questions or comments to jx@jeffnet.org. When I look about the information that can be changed through the online portal, the My Vote link, that again, I'll provide a direct link to at our website, it occurred to me, signatures. Do you ever get new signatures from people? Because mine's probably getting close to 30 years old now, and I, you know, it's probably changed a bit.
Yeah, for that's another great question. And for the sake of the online system or through the DMV motor voter, those signatures are gathered at the time of the transaction at the DMV. And so those are what's transferring over through the online system or through the DMV part of it. Now, if your signature gets to the point where you as a voter just feel, hey, I want to provide my most up-to-date signature to make sure that doesn't get challenged, you can fill out a paper registration and bring that right down to us, and we'll get that updated in the system. Or you can even do that through the mail. There are voter registration cards located right inside your voter's pamphlet. You can get those at the United States Postal Service, as well as print a card online, even through the MyVote system, if you want to physically print a voter registration card and then sign it yourself. So multiple ways you can do that. But rest assured, if your signature doesn't match, because we verify every signature on every return ballot envelope, and that's the biggest way you can be successful, is to make sure you sign that return ballot envelope. We will notify you if that signature doesn't match. And I ask our voters, don't take that personally. That is the test we have to verify that it was you who actually attested and signed that ballot envelope. And most of the time, we just need an up-to-date signature in our records so that we can continue to accept your ballots.
You mentioned motor voter, Chris, and I wonder if the ranks of the non-affiliated voters grow in percentage as the automatic registrations roll in from the DMV.
Absolutely. And, I think there's also a piece of that is there are people that are not satisfied with political party politics anymore. But also, I think a big part, and Oregon was first to do the automatic voter registration, although motor voter was one of the provisions of the Help America Vote Act years ago. So it's been around for a while. But the automatic registration, Oregon was first in the country. And what that does is when you are sent your information from the Secretary of State after they get your data as a new registrant, you're going to get a postcard or a mailing from them stating that you have this many days to update your registration profile and pick a party, a political party, or you can, if you don't respond at all, you can just leave it the way it is and you will come on the voter rolls as a non-affiliated voter. But at any time during the year, you can choose to update that online or in person or sending us a new registration card. So there are multiple ways to be able to update that if you happen to not pick a party at the time the Secretary of State sends you the information.
I have, Chris, seen several opinion pieces in the local newspaper suggesting people pick a side, change to a party for the primary, cast your vote, and then change your registration back later. Is there any evidence in Jackson County there's a movement in that direction?
We always have a certain amount of people. In fact, we're sitting on probably pretty close to about 2,000 supplemental ballots right now, meaning people that most of those are going to be people that have updated their party to receive a party-affiliated ballot, or they could be choosing just the opposite, to be non-affiliated. I don't have those exact statistics, but we do know in a primary election, the majority of those supplemental ballots, as we spoke about earlier, the replacement ballots being sent out are people that are updating their political parties to receive those partisan ballots in the mail rather than just the nonpartisan ballot.
You know, I wondered, too, you talked about everything being printed and off at the mailhouse, pretty much waiting for the registration window to close. I mean, how many different ballot formats do you have to have printed, depending on where people live and which cities and districts they live in?
Well, keep in mind for a primary, because we do have closed party primaries here in Oregon, we have a whole series of Democratic ballots, a whole series of Republican ballots, and a whole series of nonpartisan ballots. So those are equal to probably 175 to 200, just depends on the election and how many precincts you have in your county. Ballot styles are what they call those. So a ballot style is, depending on where your residence address is, you're going to vote on different things in Ashland, some the same countywide, but others specific to where you live. Say city council, which not for this election, but in other elections. So your ballot is specific to your address and the districts that are involved in that address. So it takes a lot of work to keep that all straight.
Clearly, I could tell. Yeah, it's impressive. And is the confidence high that things are going well?
Always well. Now we have our processes down, but we are always looking to improve. We're human, and so we're going to have things that we look at every election to try to make the process better for our voters here in Jackson County. We work really hard with a very small staff to get the job done, and we get that job done every single election for our voters, hopefully to give confidence in that system.
Chris Walker, Jackson County Clerk, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Have a great day.
You bet. This is the Jefferson Exchange. We'll be back.